KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:04, it's mostly clear and 26 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today and a high near 40. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. In Southwest Iowa News, the Creston Police Department reports a Central Iowa woman was arrested this morning at around 1:20 a.m. 20-year-old Natalie Esslinger of Reynolds was taken into custody on two Union County warrants for probation violation on original charges of OWI first offense and possession of a controlled substance. Esslinger was additionally charged with possession of a controlled substance second offense and interference with official acts. She was being held without bond on the Union County warrants in the Adams County Jail until being seen by a magistrate, and on a bond of $2,300 for the new charges. And at around 4:40 p.m. on Tuesday, 27-year-old Ashley Walker of Osceola was arrested in Creston on a charge of forgery. Walker was being held in the Adams County Jail on a $5,000 bond. The Iowa Department of Corrections reports that a man incarcerated in connection with sexual abuse in the second degree and other crimes in Pottawatomie County has died from natural causes. 79-year-old Donald Brammer was pronounced dead Monday afternoon at the University of Iowa Hospital, where he'd been admitted due to chronic illness. His incarceration began on January 12th of this year. Brammer was formerly a foster grandparent at the Boys and Girls Clubs of the Midlands Council Bluffs Unit from 2012 to 2015, during which time, according to court documents, he bought his female victim gifts, invited the family over for cookouts at his apartment complex, and let the girl and her friends have sleepovers in his extra room. The victim said he eventually began to give her what investigators believed to be spiked drinks to make her fall asleep. He would then abuse her while she was alone with him and once locked her in his bathroom. During his sentencing, Brammer had maintained his innocence and proclaimed he would be dead long before he was eligible for parole at the age of 95. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources said Tuesday that DNR conservation officers were investigating a hunting incident that occurred November 1st and involved a group of quail hunters in Page County. Authorities say 58-year-old Neil Bartlett of Fruitland, Iowa, was injured while upland bird hunting in the northwest corner of Page County near the Montgomery, Mills, and Fremont County lines at around 3 p.m. on November 1st when he was acting as a blocker for his hunting group. The four other members of the hunting group were walking towards Bartlett when they scared up a group of quail. Several of the hunters fired shots at the quail, striking Bartlett with the pellets in the face and abdomen. Bartlett was transported to the Shenandoah Medical Center for treatment of minor injuries. The investigation into the incident continues. Well, there were historic victories in Iowa for three women on the 2018 ballot. And for the first time, Iowa is sending two women to the U.S. House of Representatives. And after 532 days as governor, Iowans have voted to give Republican Kim Reynolds a full four-year term on the job.
Thank you, Iowa! What an honor!
Reynolds was elevated from lieutenant governor to governor in May of last year when Terry Branstad resigned to become the U.S. ambassador to China.
And now I get to say, I'm very proud to say, that I will be the first elected female governor of Iowa.
According to unofficial results, Reynolds finished about 3 points ahead of Democrat Fred Hubble. Hubble had invested $6.5 million of his own money in his race against Reynolds.
While tonight didn't turn out the way we would have liked, the energy and the support that we've received along the way is proof that a lot of Iowans know we need change.
Hubble made restoration of state funding for Planned Parenthood and undoing privatized Medicaid two of the cornerstone issues of his campaign.
You know, I remember in Iowa where we banded together, where the word community meant making sure that everybody had a fair shot. Well, we need to get back to that, and even if we aren't happy with tonight's results, the fight continues.
Democrats Abney Finkenauer of Dubuque and Cindy Axne of West Des Moines are the first women from Iowa to be elected to the U.S. House of Representatives. Finkenauer addressed cheering supporters in Dubuque.
Tonight, we as Iowans made very clear exactly who we are.
Finkenauer, a 29-year-old who has served 4 years in the state legislature, is the second youngest woman ever elected to the U.S. House.
This road has not been easy, and we've been through a lot to get here.
She won 51% of the vote in Northeast Iowa's 1st Congressional District. Republican Congressman Rod Blum of Dubuque finished about 5 points behind. The other congresswoman from Iowa will represent Southwest Iowa's 3rd District. The crowd there cheering for Cindy Axne, who addressed supporters in Des Moines late last night.
We did it! Yeah! I am so honored and humbled to be standing here as your next representative.
Axne, a small business owner, said she launched her campaign 18 months ago because she was frustrated with Washington.
Because when it comes to Washington, corporations and special interests, boy, they've had their time. They have a seat at the table, but now it's time for Iowans to have a voice.
Axne narrowly defeated Republican Congressman David Young of Van Meter by about 1%. Young was seeking a third term in Congress.
So this is the will of the people. We may disagree with the outcome, but this is what we stand for, the will of the people. Just because we didn't win this race doesn't mean the fight is over. The fight is never over.
And Iowa's congressional delegation has been made up of three Republicans and one Democrat since January of 2015. Only one of those Republicans, Steve King, the dean of Iowa's congressional delegation, was reelected, but by a narrow 3% margin. King said he hung on despite a well-funded Democratic challenger and opposition from within the GOP.
To have all of these negative attacks pouring down, and it's one thing if it's ads running against you, I mean, that's bad. Those are really bad. But when most all of the national media piles on.
King says he'll adjust to being the minority in Congress next year.
Well, I went through 4 years of the minority, and it was a long, hard slog, I will say. When you find yourself in that situation, you just, pack up your tools and go to work.
J.D. Shulton is the Democrat who gave King the toughest general election battle he's ever faced. Shulton credited unbelievable support.
Straight up, thank you. To come within this close, it's not me. It was the community and everybody who got behind us.
At the State House, Republicans kept majority control of the Iowa House and Senate.
And it gets even better. Not only do we still have it, we expanded our Republican majority in the Iowa Senate tonight.
That's Jack Whitfer, the Republican leader in the Iowa Senate. It appears Republicans will hold 54 of the 100 seats in the Iowa House and 32 of the 50 seats in the Senate for the next 2 years. Governor Reynolds concluded her post-election speech by saying that she and Republicans in the legislature are just getting started.
When they ask if we're going to keep cutting taxes, we say, I'm just getting started. We're not going to keep Iowa at the top. We're going to take it to all new heights.
Voter turnout for this year's election in Iowa likely reached new heights, setting a record for the midterm election. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.